Reish Mem Zayin Sif Beis. Im Hisne Imar Shitin Lois Chorot Alf Bishal Apirish Kama Yitin Lois. So we have a dinas. If he arranges with the goy to pay him for his work, so the goy is doing it, focusing on just the pay that he's going to get. So he's accepted the responsibility of the job and he's getting paid for it. So that's great. Now, you didn't tell the goy how much, but you made up, you're going to pay him. So dinner kakoitzitz, the samkhodaita, then yhuriyu bidekotar. He feels confident that the Jew will give him the appropriate amount of money, and therefore he's doing an aldas to receive his money. Abu Bastam, but if you do not make any arrangements, Alvishyesh Bidaita Litan Shitanaska, even though the Jew is planning to pay him, Osir the Loy Samkhadaita with Yisrael Kotara. So right now the goy does not have a set of, doesn't know exactly what he's going to get paid. So right now he can't say that he's doing it just al das because of his pay, because he doesn't know what his pay is going to be. But he's as it were doing it because he's willing to do it with the pasul, not getting paid the appropriate amount because he wants to help the Jew. So it means he's doing it for the Jew. So that's going to be problematic. Right. So, just point out one thing over here. So, the Bir Halacha, the short, very short Bir Halacha, says in his mashita in the story, but to learn kiroy loy, if he mashi is pashri moy, that you made up. Listen, I'm going to give you the right amount, or any amount that you will agree to. We'll make him sure. We'll work out a price. It means the goy feels that the Jew will arrange for him a price which is acceptable. Okay. Mr. Roy Bayes, I'll be Shesh Medaita. Let me boy im any hoodi must stop a clown in Yitin Loy Skar the Osir. If the guy is not sure he's getting paid at all, that's for sure, Osir. Elafila ima Yisrael Maven me Manoshi Minsapa the Skar me Yitin. The Jew understands that the guy is expected to get paid. Either from him or Mimisha Shtalachi Lob or the COD, the guy who receives it. Filhochi Osir Kimish Yisrael Loy Hivtichoy Adain. But since the Jew has not given him, made the arrangements, so then the goy is doing it, as it were, not for his money, but for the Jew. So there's a problem over here, which Hartzian raises a question. We'll see in Sif Dalet that there's a sheet that says, if you do it for free, it's mutter. So why is this worse? If he does it for free, explicitly for free, that's mutter. He took the job, but he says, I don't mind getting paid. I'm willing to take the job. So now you're a kavlan without a tzitza, without any payment. Fine, no problem. If you make it a tzitza, the amount you're getting paid, for sure it's good. Good. Here, but he says he's not sure he's getting paid the right amount. So what's the problem? Because maybe it means, so he's not doing it for the money. He's doing it because he, for free. But free is mutter according to the Mechaber. So Mamadashach, if he pays him the right amount, he's mutter al tzitza. If he pays him not the right amount, he's mutter al tzchino. So the Shartzian here in Yudbeis said like this: "Maturis b'zad the latikshim is hiftal the mechaber mata bechinam." What I'm trying to address over here is the mechaber says that in case you do it for free, it's mutter, and here it's a problem. What's the problem? Hainu kashenim istab eklalim yisel yikabos. Really, he knows for sure he's not getting paid. He knows for sure. So why is the guy doing it, knowing he's not getting paid? Teres, he's doing it. The guy wants to. The Jew has done the guy a favor, and he wants to give it something back, or he expects to get a favor from the Jew in the future. So he's as it were doing it. Aldas, it's vaiter his own need to address the favor that he got from the Jew, or the favor he will get from the Jew. But over here, he's hoping to get money. He's not sure how much it is. So he's saying like this: I'm doing it, hopefully getting money. If it's not right amount of money, so I can't say I'm doing al-das the money because I didn't get the money. I'm doing else a favor, I didn't get any favor either. So it turns out I'm doing it for the Jew, and the dirty Jew didn't pay me enough. Right? That's where the problem is going to be. Okay, Sif Gimel. Im sochro l'yomim, dober kotzav l'chol yom b'halichosu b'chazurosu. He's paying him not per the job, but per the amount of days that he travels. But it doesn't make a difference to him exactly what the Jew doesn't mind which days the goy goes. Imu be'erev Shabbos is aser. The chashiyotzi b'Shabbos near kila hisna imay kach. So we said kotzatz is mutter, even erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos. But over here, since he's getting paid not for the job but per day, so each day that he's working, right, he's getting a specific payment from the Jew for that purpose. So even though Batsim it succeeds, he undertook to do the job of delivering the thing. He's not a scare yoim. Right? Oh my what? We're evaluating the value of the work, depending on how many days it takes him to do it. But we're adding a new level of perception. It looks like the Jew is telling him, specifically, the Jew is, as it were, he's functioning for the Jew per day. So if he gives them earlier in the week, we'll say, listen, it's clearly he's doing the job and that's it. But if it's punkt Erev Shabbos, we're going to have that chumra again and we're going to make it problematic.
Does near it here mean Mar Sinai or just means if?
It's if. Again, see, Mar Sinai is a problematic issue. I'll give you a mashal. Mar Sinai, there's machloikis whether Mar Sinai is also b'chadrei chadorim. We pass in b'chadrei chadorim it's also. But that's machloikis in the Gemara. Right? You have many things in Shas which are not put under the umbrella of Mar Sinai, but they're based on what's called Mixi. You know, Mexican ribbis. Mexican ribbis is also b'chadrei chadorim also. I mean, because also this appears like ribbis. So what's the problem? It appears like ribbis. That's Mar Sinai. So when something is Maris Ayin, and the problem is just the appearance issue, when something is, because it's going to create confusion in people's minds, and therefore people are going to walk away with misconceptions about halachas. So Chazal asked it, they asked it. So that's what the Nira means over here. I think the difference between Maris Ayin and the Niras is like this. There's definitely different places in Shas where Mar Sinai is explained for different reasons. One is because of Kashad, people will think you're doing something inappropriate. And one is because people will assume you're doing something appropriate and conclude things that are mutter, which are really aros. Right? But that's when the issue is only the person who's seeing it will have that problem. What about if the person himself who's doing it will also walk away with that confusion? That's not Marasana anymore. That's Nira. That's where it comes confusing to people. Well, last week I did like this, so Mastam, I can do this too. You know, that's where it's not just the Marasayan, but it's the whole thing becomes confusing. That call doesn't work in all the cases, but it works most of the cases. There's always exceptions. Okay, your Gimel. Mr. Sukkot, your Gimel. The upcoming Yom Yom, by the way, the topic is Cheshad and Marasayan. So, sales pitch, November 12th. Upcoming Yom Iyun.
November 12th?
September 12th.
November 12th.
Oh, you're
not. Not doing
all of it. Is that the Veterans?
That's Veterans Day is Friday. This is Sunday after Veterans Day. Okay. Yisrach l'yomim, Ritzel Armor. The Avshi Tarna Li'el B'Kotza, the Philip Erev Shabbos, we said Ksitza is Mutter, even Erev Shabbos. Anu Kishu Kotzes Lo'isach Kotza B'Ara B'Losa. It's a set amount for the job period. He's clearly doing it for himself, and there's no way to draw a connection back to what he's doing anymore, back to the Jew. He's paid per the day. He's not telling him when to do those days, but that is Nafshei Obed Pilosu Gam Bezeh. So he is doing it truthfully. Al daita d'nafshei. Okay. Mefira odiv miloi kotzes klau. Therefore, it's not like the case of kotzes, which is also even from the beginning of the week. Even the mechaber says the dal vehei is mutter. We call malkim k'chasachar ve'erev Shabbos is also. Kiman shiyotze takev b'Shabbos. When the item immediately right before Shabbos, and here the goy is getting paid per the day of work. So then, near kilo hisni imoy kach b'shichusa ha'olich miyachos shenosin l'ischar ba'alayon. Since he's paying him by of the day of Shabbos, and he gave it to him right then, right before Shabbos, so it looks like he's telling him to work on Shabbos. Erev Shabbos al b'yom chamishis mutter das ramo liyav ha'goa if he look calls his klal mutter b'yom chamishis. The ramo said even without this it's mutter, so this is not worse. The Chiddush over here is in the Das and the Mechaber. In this case, the Chamishi is Mutter. Okay, let's just a Dalit. Imena Yehudi Moelach Aksav Bechinam. He's doing it for free. Phil and Nosel of Arab Shabbos is Mutter. He gave it to Arab Shabbos is Mutter. Why? Shrein Yehudi Meelav who always is there. So we said, since he's doing it as a payment for some benefit he's felt he got from the Jew. So again, he's undertaking to do a job. And he's doing it because of some pay, not actual money, but a repayment of a debt of a korsa type. They say, no, once you do a bechinam, he's doing it for the Jew. There's nothing which makes it the guy is focusing on now himself. He's saying, I am going doing this Jew a favor. I'm going to do something for the Jew. So that's also. And therefore, it's appropriate to be machmir like that. Shita, kamokam, sheni, hudi, masklim, yisrael, loymer, shel, bechinam, vadi, daita, al, toiva, shigim, men, obashor. But if the guy offers, so that already is going to be, the guy offers, that's going to be, clearly mutter, because he's clearly doing it because of some reason why he's offering. So we believe he's doing it because of some benefit he got from the Jew or will get from the Jew.
It's still not if he says he's going on Shabbos, because he's from earlier in the week.
Well, we said
Shabbos isn't real enough, right?
Well, if he said on his own he's going on Shabbos, as long as the Jew didn't tell him to do that, that's what Mishmar said before in Sivka Gimel.
Okay.
He says he offered it himself, that's not our problem. Let's see, Mr. Berzin, we'll hold it here. Tetzavah, for any Yudim, may Elo, Pirish, Shani Yisrael, Kaifo, Yisrael, Al-Kach, Al-Me'atzim, whom Yisra'atzim, Lohalach, Yigeris, the Goy's offering. The Goy's agreeing, the Pramah says the Goy's agreeing for free. So, Lina, Dimash, and Yisra'atzim, the nation, Tehoba, Shekim, and Menobis, Mekvar, and the Daita, the Napshikov. So we assume it's because there must be some reason why he feels it's appropriate for him to do so. But Tehoba, Lohach, Mer, Tezayin, it's not, you're not mechuyim to, it's appropriate. You should pay him something. You should assist, you know, of course I want to do it for free. No, I want to pay you something. So this way, you don't have a problem. So as long as he agrees, that's the amount, even though it's a minimal amount. If he agreed to that, that's now his pay, and that's going to be... okay. So let's hold it here.